FM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to... This is the last. It is. This is the last Saturday AM Live for 2021. The year has literally flown by, probably not as fast for some of us because we're like, oh, when is this going to end? But for others, it has been absolutely phenomenal. And the last month has been over the top. And I would like to introduce a young man. Can I call you that? I was actually called young man by the TSA employees at the Portland airport the other day, and I took that as a compliment. Some of us are... Go ahead.
I'm going to take it as a compliment, too, because I've been going around the sun for 70 times now.
That's 70 times around the sun. Well, and I want to introduce you in this way. You and I have been exchanging emails the last few weeks, and in one of those emails you said, well, I'm new to Nikan because I started on August 13th of this year. And I thought,
yes.
What are the chances that a gentleman started on our middle daughter's birthday this year, and that same middle daughter graduated last night from university, so we're celebrating her right now in Southern California. And I thought, what a coincidence. But I don't believe in coincidences. I quit believing in them a long time ago. But since you were recognized as one of the Seiko Kais a few weeks ago, I was struck by your story. And let's just jump right on into that. And I'm going to let you take the lead on this. But tell us a little bit about your life before Nikan and then how you jumped into it. And I really want to focus in, because one of the things you shared on that Seiko Kai event was your interest in water, going all the way back to 1988. So
yes.
Take it away.
Okay, well... My story with Nikan is very short. As Vince just said, I started on the 13th of August. Is it a coincidence with his daughter's birthday? I don't think so. I would call it a synchronicity, but this is one thing. For myself, water is the most important thing after breathing air, as a matter of fact. So I was interested into clean water and water that wouldn't introduce chlorine or stuff like that into my body or any other type of residues from the purification plants. I don't know how you call it in English, but I've always been interested since 1988, as I said to Vance, because to me it was important. Right from the first house I owned myself, that the water I would drink would be good water for my health, not something that would introduce shit into my health. Because when you get shit in, you get shit out. So, but your
you know,
body
that,
is not gonna.
I want to just pause right there, because I don't think anybody in the 25 years that I've been asking people questions and they've been sharing their stories, anybody described water in that way. And it's a serious topic, though. But what was it for you when you get introduced to Nikan, but even going way back then? Because I know a little bit about your story and what you did with designing jewelry, and you used the word synchronicity. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. But Why? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, because
water, air, all these elements that are out in nature.
Well, because we have to take care of our body as a holy temple, and for me, it starts with the water, with the air that I breathe, and how my body is energized. And how balanced my body is. And so using the wellness home for me is the most important thing. And so as I was saying before that, for me it also always been a very important matter that I use clean water. And I noticed a very big change in my health because of that. And I've always been type of going on a self consciousness path, and I've been always looking for becoming a better human, becoming a human being more, as we say in Nikan. So that's been, for me, it's been over 40 years that I've been on a consciousness path. So everything that I do, I take is going towards being as perfect a human being as can be. So I don't know if
okay. It definitely does. And let me ask it another question this way. You're from Vancouver, British Columbia, so you're just north of.
No,
you're not.
No,
but that's where you live now.
No, I'm not. I live in Sherbrooke, Quebec, in the east end of Canada. I'm 4,500 miles away from Vancouver.
Okay. I got that confused because you said in one of our communications that you're in Vancouver.
No, I never said that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So French. So like Leo LeMay said last weekend that he joined Nikan to learn English, which was very funny. What was it attract? I think you answered my question already, but I want to ask it again. What was the main attraction for you? Because you're a brand new silver with Nikan, and we've had more silvers, advanced silvers and golds. We've had more people, amazing, in the last few weeks because of a lot of different factors. But I think the biggest thing was this unstoppable community that we have literally become in this last year. For you, what was it that attracted you to Nikan and why? And I think you already answered that question, but was it a product experience? Was it this humans being more philosophy? What was it?
Well, the first thing that attracted me to Nikan was that I was invited to a reunion where my sponsors were going to present the waterfall system, and from the very beginning, when they started to tell me about the magnetization of the water and the alkaline water and the dynamization with the introduction of oxygen into the water as it comes out the tap, that is what attracted my attention, and from there on I was sold. I couldn't pass this occasion of getting some real clean water and some water that would help me with my body energy and my energy balance and so on. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing, when I learned about the philosophy of the Nikan, and I was, again, 100% sure that I was in the right place. And the proof is that 48 days afterwards, I was becoming a silver. And so...
Okay, wait a second. You said 48 days after. So you're talking less than 2 months. You went
yes.
silver. And
yes.
one of the things that I know, because you and I have been communicating back and forth, you haven't slowed down at all.
No, I'm just about to become gold. I just need to make sure that I have one leg going up to 5,000, and I'll be a gold this month. So
wow.
that is my goal now.
You know, I want to let everybody in on a little spoiler teaser. I'm hoping to the first call, it'll be New Year's Day. I came up with an acronym, and I'm going to see if this resonates with you, and you can talk about this, and we can wrap up our conversation this morning with this. The other morning, early in the morning, I was thinking about the word goal. Gaining objective, advantageous leadership or leverage. Gaining objective, advantageous leverage. When you say, like you just did, that I think you said it this way, my goal is to be gold this month, I just need to do this. And it is that simple. When we make a decision, we start speaking it out. I watched this last night with several hundred graduates, people who are way, way smarter than I am. And one of them being, my middle daughter, because she's barely 20 years old. She's got her undergraduate degree done in accounting, which I'm not a numbers person. And then here's the goal. The plan is a year from now, we'll be back down here in sunny Southern California watching her walk across the stage with her master's degree. And it's a plan she's had for quite some time. And so when you say my goal, the plan is to be gold by the end of the month, and you just started on that same daughter's birthday, August 13th, I'm going, I know how long it took me to get to gold. Now, of course, the guidelines are different. The qualifications are different. But why? Why do you want to be gold? Why do you want to keep going? Why don't you just be content in discovering it and living it and maybe sharing it with a couple people? What's the passion here?
Well, the thing is that I feel that I can help more people become healthier. I can help more people being more balanced in their energy, and I can help more people get their goals filled also. But I can help some people also become more comfortable in their life with their financial earning ways. So for me, you see, it corresponds a lot to the five pillars of the wellness that Nikan is putting forward. So you see, this is so. How do you say that? Motivating for me to be able to help other people. So it's not just for me that I do it. It's in order to be able to help other people. in so many ways.
Do you ever get the, or maybe this thought hasn't crossed your mind, but I think it has. Do you ever get the feeling that you can help people with Nikan, or you, we can help more people with Nikan this
yes,
way?
Yes, I believe we can help more people because this becomes a lever that increases with the amount of people that you attract into your team. And I'm saying attract because you're not convincing people, but you're influencing them by the way you do things. So if you do things with your heart and you're doing things to help others to be well in so many ways, then the people that you're going to meet are going to want to be with you and to stick around you and become take your example to be able to do the same thing.
And I would echo that sentiment because when I saw you, when all of us saw you being introduced on Seiko Kai and being recognized as a new silver, I was writing notes as fast as I possibly could. And I know English is not your heart language. It's not your first language. And yet you shared this enthusiasm, this motivation, and I was attracted to your story. And I thought, oh my goodness, I had no idea that, you know, your past, I didn't know anything about you, but I simply said, you know, this is a guy that I want to follow. And you're following, you know, you're following Leo LeMay, your you know, your great guru guide, if I can call him that.
Yes, he is my guru, of course. And I want to stick around him because as much as I can, because he's so inspiring.
And I'm setting in a stairwell. I'm looking at all this plumbing. And by the way, I'm trapped in the stairwell. I have to go either up or down to get out because I didn't realize the door was going to lock behind me. I don't have a key with me. But I'm looking at all this plumbing. You know, all the fire suppression system and everything. And I know Leo's background is a plumber. You never did share with us what your background is.
Well, my background is, as you say it in English, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. That's how my mother was considering himself. Because I'm the type of person that likes to touch everything. I'm doing jewelry, as I told before, and with the jewelry, the way I'm doing it is that I'm working with the energy of the stones, but I'm also doing a ritual that I'm asking the light masters to come and help me to raise the vibration level of the jewels that I make in order to have these jewels bring the best effect to the person who is going to wear it. So this is one thing. And then I'm doing some renovation work. I'm very agile with my hand. I'm doing electricity. I'm doing plumbing. I'm doing the carpentry. I'm doing just about everything that is possible. And I've started lately. I've started to paint. On canvas and stuff like that. So I like to touch anything that I feel an urge inside growing for me to touch. And I'm also following Nassim Aramain. I don't know if you know him. He's a physician who is talking a lot about how the everything is all one from the universe to the very smallest part of the cell. And so we are part of this because we are made of these particles. And so for me, it is obvious now that we are consciousness of God, and we are irradiating this when we may become conscious of that. So you see, I'm touching every level of life as possible, and I'm very curious with my mind and with my hands in order to be able to evolve myself.
You know, I never met this gentleman, but he's a doctor at the, I think it's the Mayo Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. And I don't even have his name in front of me, but I have the piece of paper with it. I wrote the quote when I heard him share it. And he said it this way. He said, to be well is to be holy. And to be well, to experience wellness, you have to be at one with our Creator, with the source of all this life and energy that we have. And the way you just described it is absolutely brilliant, because humans being more is exactly what you described. So I'm sitting here going, well, no wonder this guy is so successful in his first less than 6 months with Niken, because the synergisticness that you run in is you're connecting with not only the Niken products, but you're connecting with the people and the tourmaline and the magnets and all the technology that's built into our Nature Rest Fit. Or when we look at the water, you know, the stones that have energy and that are mineral packed. This is just, you know, yeah. And thank you. I meant to say the Cleveland Clinic. Is where I heard of this gentleman. I said Mayo Clinic, so thank you, Gary, for the correction. this is the beauty about texting, is because I can run my own little, you know, radio show here called Saturday AM Live. But one last thing, let's finish with this. When you look at, as Luis talked about, this unstoppable community that you're a part of now, this group called Niken, this group of people that are humans being more. And I know you've had a wonderful duplicatable system that you've used that's very, it's just so methodical and easy and fun. It's, you know, introducing people, attracting people. Where do you think this is going to go? I mean, I know Canadians right now are leading the charge. Canada is the highest volume producing country for Niken globally, above all the other countries where Niken's doing business. And you're part of that. I think you shared with us a few of your tips, your secrets, and your story. But where do you see this thing going? I know that's a broad question.
Well, for myself, I'm I want to go diamond, a royal diamond. So that's my ultimate goal, for sure. And I'm riding on the wave with Niken's goal, which is to get 10 million people involved into consulting and sponsoring Niken's products. So. So I'm riding the wave, and so this is for me, as I said in the Psycho Kai when I was able to speak, that I never succeeded in any other MLMs before, and this is the first time where I feel I'm on my X. I'm in my place where I can become really I can achieve something finally, which I never did before, and I never thought that I would be able to achieve anything. So for me, becoming silver within 48 days was the greatest achievement so far. But becoming gold this month is going to be the second achievement, which I never thought would be possible for me to reach. And now, with my coach Leo and my sponsor and all my team, and I'm sure that that 100% that I'm going to be able to reach the Royal Diamond level. So, and I'm not going to let go before I get there. I don't know if it's going to be in 2 years or not, or shorter, but this is where I'm going.
Well, there's no doubt. Trust me, I'm getting texts from people right now. There's no doubt in my mind that you're not only going to do it. What the time frame is, we don't know. You know, and again, if I can just, you know, say thank you, or how do I say it in French? Merci beaucoup.
Yes, that's right.
My French is not near as good as my Russian or my Spanish. So, and my brain goes back and forth between a couple languages, especially when I get around a bunch of international people like I am right now. I think the key, though, that I hear you sharing is that the key is really we have to kind of set a course, set a chart. And this is what people this time of year do. They start making New Year's resolutions, which I don't believe in. I'm not a resolutioner like that. I'm a revolutionist, and I have been for years. And this Nikan, it's a revolution. We're an unstoppable community, and you're a perfect example of that. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart of leading the charge, because you really are setting an example for the rest of us. And it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And I want to say thank you for giving us, you know, so much of your time this morning. And we look forward to seeing you on the next Seiko Kai. And early congratulations from all of us on Saturday AM Live for achieving gold. That's huge. Absolutely ginormous. Because again, I remember what my wife and I, what we did to chart the course, to make it happen. And it was a lot of people doing a lot of things to get their goals. It wasn't about us. And I know it's not about you achieving gold. It's about it. That's part of it. But it's about a lot of other people. You're building a team. You're building a community of people that you've helped and you're training. And that's what makes it so much fun. So thank you again.
If I may, just before I leave, I want to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share with you all people. And I want to also thank my star in my team, who is Michel Godet, Michael Godet. And you've seen her on the Seiko Kai. And you've seen her last week also. She was translating Leo. And I want to thank Leo also for all the his involvement in my success. And Joanne and Sylvain were my sponsors. So thank you all these people and all the team that is growing under me.
Well, again,
thank you very much again.
Yes. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate the little plug that you made for Michelle, because I will be reaching out to her in the next few days, because she has an incredible story. And I know it'll be heartwarming, to say the least, for us to be able to hear her story and her passion, and to be able to capture it on Saturday AM Live. So just as a reminder, everybody, this conversation, last week's conversation, if you missed it, last week was a summary, kind of snapshots from the Nikan Summit. And it's oh my God, I went back and re-listened to it, and I got fired up all over again. We had an all-star cast of people. But they're all archived on SaturdayAMLive.com. Click on, this will be the last time I say this, click on the 2021 recordings, and they're in reverse order. This one will be at the bottom, and we will blast into 2022 with a whole new groupings of interviews and conversations. So thank you to everybody. If I don't get to chat with you before next weekend, have a very, very Merry Christmas. I look forward to seeing and hearing you on Seiko Kai. But thank you again to our wonderful guests from clear across North America. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.